Morning Watch, Colossians Week 4. Christ, the life of the saints and the constituent of the new man. Saturday, Colossians 3:10-11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Related verses, Ephesians 2:15-16. Abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace, and might reconcile both in one body to God through the cross, having slain the enmity by it. Ephesians 4:24, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Romans 12:2, and do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for also in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one spirit. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 3:10, footnote 2, new. The Greek word here means new in relation to time, whereas the word in Ephesians 4:24 means new in nature, quality, or form. Concerning the new man, see note 24:2, paragraph 1 in Ephesians 4. Since Christ is the constituent of the new man, we who are the new man are one with Christ. This is the most basic and crucial point in this book. Colossians 3:10, footnote 3, renewed. Because the new man was created with us who belong to the old creation as his constituents, he needs to be renewed. This renewing takes place mainly in our mind, as indicated by the phrase, unto full knowledge. The new man was created in our spirit and is being renewed in our mind unto full knowledge according to the image of Christ. Colossians 3:10, footnote 4, image, referring to the image of Christ as the very expression of God. Colossians 3:10, footnote 5, who, referring to Christ the Creator, who created the new man in himself. Colossians 3:11, footnote 1, where, referring to the new man in verse 10, means in the new man. Colossians 3:11, footnote 2, cannot. Not only is there no natural person in the new man, but there is no possibility and no room for any natural person to exist. Colossians 3:11, footnote 3, Greek. The Greeks favored philosophical wisdom, the Jews miraculous signs. Colossians 3:11, footnote 4, circumcision. Circumcision here refers to those who observed the Jewish religious rituals. Uncircumcision to those who did not care for the Jewish religion. Colossians 3:11, footnote 5, barbarian. A barbarian is an uncultured person. Colossians 3:11, footnote 6, Scythian. Scythians were considered the most barbarous. Colossians 3:11, footnote 7, slave. One who has been sold into slavery. Portions from the Life Study Messages. The new man is of Christ. It is his body created in him on the cross. It is not individual but corporate. According to the clear vision in Ephesians 2:15, the new man is a corporate entity. This is proved by the fact that it is created out of two peoples, the Jews and the Gentiles. Furthermore, Ephesians 2:16 indicates that the new man created out of these collective peoples is the body of Christ. Hence, the new man and the body are synonymous terms and may be used interchangeably. The problem with the believers in Colossae was not with the Spirit nor with the creation, because they had accepted various philosophies. Their problem was in the mind. They were in need of the renewing unto full knowledge. The renewing of the new man results in full knowledge, and this full knowledge is according to the image of God. In some of the foregoing messages, we pointed out that the image in 1:15 refers to the expression of God and to the fullness of God. The image of God in his fullness and expression. This, of course, is Christ himself. The word where, referring to the new man in verse 10, means in the new man. There is no natural person in the new man. Furthermore, there is no possibility, no room for any natural person. There cannot be Greeks who are for philosophical wisdom and Jews who are for miraculous science. There cannot be circumcision and uncircumcision. Circumcision refers to the observers of the Jewish religious rituals. Uncircumcision refers to those who do not care for the Jewish religion. Furthermore, in the new man, there cannot be barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free man. A barbarian is an uncultured person. The Scythians were considered the most barbarous people. The slaves were those sold into slavery, and the free man were those who had been freed from slavery. No matter what kind of person we may be, as far as the new man is concerned, we must regard ourselves as nobodies. In the new man, there is room only for Christ, not for any kind of natural person. Therefore, in the church, we all are nobodies.